Autumn Rain and back with another episode of Beyond the Record. Today I have rising R&B singer Azana here with me today. How are you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So we're going to get started and I want to know, how did you begin your musical journey? Like, what influenced you to start?
So I started singing from when I was like really young. From when I was in like second grade, like about like 8 years old, I was like singing and I always did like little like shows and like talent shows and stuff. But it wasn't until like the pandemic where I was just like, okay, like I really want to actually like put out music. Mm-hmm. There was this, I had a neighbor and he like lived upstairs from me and he did music. So he had like a studio. And I remember I was like in my bag. Like I was in my feelings. And I was just like, I think I want to make a song. And he recorded me making a song and then I put it out. And ever since, like, you know, people really just like my music. So I was like, okay, I can't stop now. Like, you know, like, I already gave him something and then the rest is pretty much history. Like I just kept going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. So it's kind of like that, like either like heartbreak or something just like inspired you to just start your musical journey basically.
Yeah, honestly, like it just was one of those things where I was in the house. I needed like an outlet, the outlet for me. Mm-hmm. And you know, we were all just kind of in a space where nothing was really happening in the world. So, yeah, it really sparked a drive in me.
Mm-hmm. Who are some artists that you grew up listening to?
I grew up listening to, like, Destiny's Child.
Yes.
Anna. I actually, I think it was my 8th birthday. It was like a birthday where I asked my mom to buy me a Rihanna CD. And that was literally all I wanted for my birthday. So Rihanna, Beyonce. Who else? I listened to a little bit of everybody. I was even like listening to like Sade at one point. Ciara. I love Ciara. Like I pretty much like grew up watching a lot of like Ciara videos. So. Yeah, a big three inspos.
No, those are great. I'm the same way. Like I remember asking my dad to take me to like the CD store when those were like big and getting like, I think I got Writings on the Wall by Destiny's Child. So that was like one of my first CDs and yeah, definitely good. I love it. What are some songs from your own discography that you would give new fans to kind of like learn about you more?
I would say, can I give two?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. So first one I'm gonna say is I have this song called On My Own, which is off of a project that I did in 2020. Mm-hmm. On My Own was kind of like a song of like, you know, I don't need a guy to kind of like step in and do the things that like I need to get done. Like I could get it done on my own. So it resonates. And I really resonate with that song a lot because like that's just how I feel in real life. Like I feel like I have to get things done like on my own. Mm-hmm. And I want people to like really like, especially women, like I really want women to like listen to it and feel like empowered by it.
Absolutely. And
I have this other song called Incapable Love, which I think is so like fire and so just like, I feel like it's so slept on, but I think it was really like a space where I kind of got like a little vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I want to kind of let people know that, oh, you know, it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to like, you know, show your emotions and show your feelings. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. Absolutely. And I think do you find that that's hard for you to do in music, or do you think it's something you want to work on or just comes naturally to you?
It's hard. Like, the more that, like, I feel like I'm going through certain, like, phases, mm-hmm. harder to kind of let people know. Like, I have a song off my project that's coming up, and I heard my mom, like, listening to it.
Oh, nice.
Kind of like, oh, like, it made me cringe. Like, letting myself show too much. Like, you know too much. Like, and mm-hmm. I, like, people are, like, jamming to it. Like, they listen to it. They like it. But it's like, oh, like, this, like, I let my emotions show in this, and y'all are listening to it. But mm-hmm. a lot of beauty in it. So it's something. I really want to continue, like, even being, like, more vulnerable. Like, I feel like I get vulnerable, but, like, not as much as I can. Mm-hmm. I think in this, like, next era of me, I want to get, like, more, like, into it, you know?
No, I love that. Especially, like, fall's coming up too. So that's definitely, like, the vibe for fall. And, you know, I definitely want to listen to those too when those come out as well. So you release Where You At, What You Doing back in March. Where did you get the inspiration behind that song? I really like that one.
Thank you. Well, the inspiration behind the song was really, like, you know, as a woman, we kind of, like, go out, can we come back home, and maybe we had, like, a night out with the girls, we've been drinking, or maybe we just, like, you know, I want some tonight. Like, will you pick up the phone? So,
period.
Like, just kind of, like, creative. Like, I wanted girls to kind of, you know, get in that sexy feel. Like, that, like, yeah, we be waiting for y'all too. Like, what's up? What's going on?
Seriously, like, make a move at this point. Like, pull up. I was waiting by the phone. Yeah, like, that's why I really like that song, because I think it also shows, like, I know you talk about, like, being vulnerable and stuff, but even with that type of song, like, you have to exude confidence to be able to say stuff like that, you know? So, yeah, girl, you did that. So I want to go on to your, like, latest song, Treat Me Like a Mary's. And I tell you, like, off camera, like, I was singing that song, like, in my house. It's just so freaking catchy. So you dropped that last month. So where did the concept come from? And was there a specific reason why you chose a Mary's jeans for it?
So me and my writer, Kay, we actually worked on the idea of the song together. Right. And he was the one that kind of, like, explained to me this thing of, like, just how women kind of, you know how women, we want to, like, be in our man's skin, and we want to, like, be, yeah. And I get like that too. Like, I could get really clingy, like, if I really like.
Thank you. Yeah.
And so, like, men had, like, this movement with, like, a Mary's. I feel like a lot of them are kind of coming out of it now. Like, they, like, oh, we don't wear them. Every season is something new.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They were, like, hung up on a Mary's at one point. Mm-hmm. And, like, a lot of them are still, like, hung up on, like, a Mary jean. But, like, yeah. It's just really one of those things where it's, like, I want you to treat me like the clothes that you wear on your skin, because I just want to be so close to you. Like, I want that. I want you to treat me like your skin. Kind mm-hmm. of. So it really came from that. And then we were just able to pretty much go off of that concept.
No, I like that. I think a lot of people can relate to that too. Especially when you're, I wouldn't even say, like, the honeymoon phase, but even when you get past that phase and you're kind of like, wow, like, this is my man. Like, I love this man. Like, you just want to be next to him, like, all the time and stuff like that. So, girl, yeah, I totally could relate to that. So if you were to remix Treat Me Like a Mary's, who would you want on the track?
You know, I've thought about this.
Oh, yes.
Like, because it is like a sexy drill type of song, mm-hmm. I'd love for Cash Cobain to get on the song. I think it would be something different. Like, I feel like it's like a mixture of sexy drill with like an R&B twist to it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
he would be perfect for it because he kind of like, he invented the whole like sexy drill, like, so yeah, it would definitely be him.
Exactly. No, I like that because he kind of, yeah, like you said, like he like innovated, you know, that sound. And I think him being on that track, yo, we gotta make some connects. We about to add him when this drops. Okay.
That's why, like, I just like, I feel like he would take it to another like level.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. He's really talented, but so are you. So yeah. You're welcome, girl. So I would have to talk to you about this promo because it was so unique. I love the fact that you were like in Times Square. If you guys haven't seen it, Zana was in Times Square holding a sign, and it was just like so cool. Like, how was your experience? I know Times Square can get a little crazy.
Oh.
And I saw your blip, girl. Just tell me how that experience was.
First and foremost, that day was like, it was just so hectic for me. Like, I can't lie, I'm a last minute girly. I already had the idea in my head, but I was like, I went to go get the board and stuff. I got it super last minute. But for one, when I was like on my way there, all the trains were like not working. So
happens.
It took me like an hour to get out there. We didn't start shooting until maybe like really and truly, I want to say like 11 o'clock. Like,
oh, wow.
And if you've been to Times Square before, so you know. Out there. But I think that day it was like twice as hectic as like, I don't know what was going on that. It was a Saturday also. But I think it was like something going on because it was like when I'm walking, like there was no place for me to even like navigate. And you couldn't really like see that in the video, which, but like it was so packed out there. Like it was so bad. And then my videographer, he forgot his speaker. So I had to kind of like make things work. Even in like the last video that I posted with me and my two girls who were dancing, we were in the middle of the street and we had to like, we were like stopping traffic. Like we had to go like in between, like while it was a stoplight, like we went to the street, we would dance. And then there would be like a car coming down, like honking at us. It was so chaotic. It was so chaotic. We had to ask to borrow somebody's speaker. We paid to borrow somebody else's speaker. We're outside, like, with the speaker, you know, with this sign up, asking people to give us money for a theory. And it was so funny because people were actually, like, giving us money.
Even really?
It was meant to be... a joke.
Oh, yeah, I know you're joking, but people are crazy.
People were actually giving us money, which I thought was so hilarious. Like, I thought it was the cutest thing ever, but I had a lot of fun. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I always have fun in Times Square. So yeah.
It looked like a fun experience. And now learning like the backstory and how like chaotic it was for you. Like, and like you said, you don't see that. Like, you know, it looked like you just had a fun time, but you guys made it happen. And I don't know. I thought it was like a really like fun and like innovative like promo. So.
Yeah, girl, that was like, and I'll do it again. You know what? But again, I will probably not do it at that time because it was so packed. Like I kid you not, it was so packed that day. But I always have a ball in Times Square.
Was it a weekend or a weekday?
It was a Saturday, like the night out. And then on top of that, it was like 11 o'clock at night. I didn't get home till like 3 o'clock in the morning that day.
Wow.
And I get 8 o'clock in the morning, like the trains weren't working by me. So it was really like a long night, but I had fun. Can't lie.
Oh, no. It seemed like a lot of fun. And I hate the train stuff, too. Like, being from Jersey and we try to go over to New York, it's like, come on. This is why I don't like coming over here, because, like, stuff don't be working. It pisses me off. Like, at this point, like, you got to drive in. But then it's, like, the tolls, all this crap. So
on the weekends, it's really bad because that's where they do, like, all the services that need to get done. Mm-hmm. So that you might take during, like, the week or whatever, it's probably not going to be working on the weekend, because that's when, like, they start doing work on it. So it literally took me an hour just to kind of, like, get to, I don't know if you know where Atlantic Avenue is.
Yeah, I think so.
It took me, like, an hour to get to Atlantic Avenue, which on a regular day would take me, like, 15 minutes. Forever to get out there.
If you work for the New York transportation system and you're for some reason stumbled across this interview, like, please, please help us out. Please.
I feel like when I'm supposed to be doing something that I'm supposed to be doing, I always get put in these, like, positions where I'm kind of getting tested, or things are much harder in real time than I thought it would be in my head.
Yeah.
In our heads, we think, like, okay, like, we can get this done and that done. You know, it'll be 1, 2, 3. And then in real time, it's like, this thing is happening, or this thing is, like, messing up my time for this thing. And so I feel like when stuff like that starts to happen, it's like, maybe this is a test. Like, maybe this is meant for me to do. I just have to, like, get over these hurdles.
Yeah. I think the execution part, especially as a creative, that's where a lot of, like, mishaps can happen, you know, because our minds are just like, this is such a dope idea, I need to get this done. But sometimes the execution part, like, we don't know sometimes. And it's not like we're not, like, not inept to get it done. But like you said, like, there can be just like your train was late and the videographer didn't have the speaker, like, all these things were kind of, like, pushed against you, but you still got it done. And I feel like that just shows, like, your perseverance and, like, how much you really just wanted to get this, like, dope idea and, like, project out. So
definitely.
All right, girl. It be happening.
It does.
But we gonna get through each time, though. We gonna get through each time. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have Treat Me Like a Mary's. I know you dropped another song earlier this year, and I know you teased even earlier in this conversation about a project. So what do you think the timeline for that project is? Cause I honestly can't wait for it.
Ooh. Okay. I don't want to make any, like,
it's okay.
And then, like, I've been working on this project, like, forever, like, literally forever. I want to be done by at least December and out by January, February.
Okay.
January, February. That's where I'm headed towards, January, February. So yeah, after the holidays are done, I feel like everybody's kind of, like, back on track, back focused. Everybody's fam is on, you know, whatever it needs to be right now. We're in the election season. And then after election is Thanksgiving and Christmas. So everybody's brains are kind of will kind of be, like, focused on that. So I think top of the year is always, like, a good time to kind of, like, get the ball rolling on anything.
I agree. Especially when you're making those, like, I mean, I have, like, a different, I guess, like, ideology, but, like, New Year's resolutions. Cause I just feel like each year's mine is the same kind of, like, I just want to do my best, like, each year. So when you have that kind of, like, ideology, like, you're going to just complete this project and everything like that. So you're going to be right in the, you know, headset. It's, like, hard to get back after the holidays. Like, yeah,
it is.
And you should be relaxing, you know, with your friends and your family and stuff like that. So if you want it as soon as possible, like, it's okay. We'll wait for you.
Pretty much, like, the foundation of it is pretty much done. I just want it to be perfect. Like, I want it to be, I envisioned it. So it's almost there, but I just want it to be executed the best way possible. So that's why it's been like taking me so long to kind of like put it together, but I promise once it's together, it's going to be fire.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. What was for what you have already done for the project? How would you describe it? Like, do you know, like, any type of like feelings you would get? Like, it's like a fall feeling, like a heartbreak. Like, what do you think it might be the theme?
So the theme that I'm kind of going for right now, right, is like we spoke about being like vulnerable. I kind of wanted to give a vibe of like, when you're dealing with different relationships, as far as like with men, and like we all feel differently about each type of guy. In this season, you felt like you were in love with this person and it didn't work out. Maybe then you felt like, F this man, like I'm good off you, you toxic. Yeah. And this season, you felt like, well, I had a good thing going with this guy. He was a good guy, but I just couldn't get with him. Like, it's just like one of those things of like being a girl and kind of going through the motions of every kind of feeling. So each song is going to have a different type of vibe, but it's all stick to that momentum that, you know, okay, like I'm dealing with this person and this is how I feel about it.
Yeah. No, I like that, because you definitely do get like different, like even feelings sometimes when you're in it and you think like this is the person for you. And then you realize like, hey, like you like kind of get like, it's like a click, something switch goes off in your head. Like, hey, like maybe this isn't the best situation for me. Like maybe I need to like get out, you know, not even like if the person's a bad person. You know, sometimes I'm trying to think about, it was a show. Okay. I don't know if you watch Abbott Elementary.
I watched the first season.
Okay, good. Okay, so then you'll know what I'm talking about. So when like Janine like and her boyfriend breaks up, which is Zach Fox, and they break up, and it's not because like he's a bad person, it's just because like they just shouldn't be together.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes it's not like a toxic situation, just like, hey, like this person's just like not for me right now. Like, that's cool. Like, I'm off of it. So I kind of like that your project is going to have like show different types of relationships, you know?
I think it's important that like us girls, we just know that like, it's okay for us to feel like different sorts of ways about each and every guy. And it's okay for us to date multiple men just to figure out like what we like.
Exactly.
So,
no, I agree. I 100% agree with you. So I cannot wait for that to come out. I cannot. So I know for next month, you're going to be on stage because you're going to be a part of Byron's tour. So what can fans look forward to for that?
Well, for that tour, you guys can look forward to a mix of some songs. I'm definitely going to be performing some oldies and some my new stuff. I think I might tease another song because I am going to be dropping some. We'll tease another song just to kind of like see like if the crowd's rocking with it. So yeah, that's going to be really just a vibe. It's going to be at the Sultan Room for anyone that wants to come. And it's going to be a lot of great R&B acts there. Like, I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I'm excited too. I was telling your manager too that I'm definitely going to pull up because I'm going to come. Yeah, definitely. So we'll be able to get to meet in person. So that'll be cool. So I can't wait. I can't wait for that, honestly. And I just can't wait. Hopefully, yeah, I would love for you to like do some like unreleased stuff. I love hearing that. So
yes,
I'm ready for it, girl. I'm ready for it. So where can we follow you so we can look forward to the tour and your new music?
You guys can follow me at Azana Music. That's at AZANAMUSIC. Okay, I have the links all in my bio. So you can just click on the bio and you'll see the tour then you click there, click the New York show. I'll be performing at the Salt Saloon. You guys can buy all your tickets there. You can stream my music in the links. Treat Me Like a Mary is out on all streaming platforms. You can get everything out the links in my bio.
Yes. Yes. So, and I'm going to have all that information on the website, which is beyondtherecordpodcast.com, as well as our Instagram as well. So with the same name. And now we're going to go forward to our hot topic. So, so like I said, like we're going to go and be, it's going to be based off of Azana's new song, Treat You Like a Mary. So I'm trying to say what qualities in a man that you're looking for, a boyfriend, potential partner, whatever, that can have you feeling like treating you like a Mary.
I think if a man is really like reassuring, you know, letting me know that like, no, I'm here for you, and him just like coddling me and really just being super supportive. I love a supportive man. Once I love a man that's gonna like show out, like, you know, like and that shows a lot of support, like just, you know, taking care of me, like even if just the little things, like my doing my nails, or like, hey babe, you need some lunch today, like I got you, like
exactly
doing little stuff like that. Oh, like you having a bad day, like go get you something nice, like, you know, taking care of me in like the littlest ways. Flowers. I love flowers. I'm so big on like flowers. Like I love roses, pink roses, like those things. And just being attentive to details. Like, you know, like my favorite things, like my favorite foods, my favorite snacks, my favorite movies. And like, you know me and you know what I like, and you kind of go out your way to like, you know, show me, like, babe, I got your favorite movie playing with your favorite snacks. And those things are like really sweet.
Same. It's like the small things, and guys don't even realize it. And literally, I'm just co-signing everything, every single thing you said, like being supportive, knowing like small, like details, like favorite snacks, movies, things to do. And I'll definitely add to the list someone who is like spontaneous. Like, yeah. I love a guy who's just like, okay, I'm going to come get you, like casual fit, fancy fit, whatever it is. And like, let's go do something, like a planner. Oh my God.
A planner. Yes. Okay. Yes. That's who, add that to the list. Yes. A planner. Like, we love a guy that can plan, like, for real.
Seriously. And it could be something simple, like going to an arcade or something, or just like trying this new restaurant, like a wine bar, like, I don't know, just like something like so, so simple. Like, girls will take that like miles for it. Like, come on.
And like, I'm big on like food. Like, I love
food. Mm-hmm. Same.
So that has to be like, we have to be consistently trying some new foods, even if it's something that we both never tried and we're like, I don't know, like let's try it together so we could have this experience.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the same thing. It's just like new experiences together. So yeah, we want someone supportive, attentive to detail, spontaneous, foodies, give us stuff, give us snacks.
We want a planner.
Planner, yes, planner, little things like roses. Yes, girl. Like, no. This is what y'all need to do. Like, if you don't know what to do, like, listen to this. We will tell you this is what you need to do. Yes. So for our last segment, we're gonna get to know Azana a little bit more with some rapid fire questions. So we're gonna start off. What's your zodiac sign?
Okay, so I have a thing with zodiac signs. I don't really know.
Okay.
I stopped believing in zodiac signs like probably like a year ago.
Oh, but, okay.
April 19th. So I am a Aries.
Wow. I'm an Aries too.
Hey.
Yes.
Your birthday.
March 27th.
Okay, nice.
Yes. I knew it. Right, I know. Fire. Yes. No, I love Aries women. Sorry, like, caveat. But no, I love that. Yes, another Aries. Okay, teen celebrity crush.
Teen celebrity crush. I didn't really have too many, like, celebrity crushes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a phase where, like...
It's gonna be good.
I had a really big crush on, like, Diggy Simmons.
Oh,
do you know what that is?
Oh yeah, I was, girl, because we're okay. Yeah, because you're from New York, I'm from Jersey. I feel like every girl that's like our age had a crush on Diggy, and he's an Aries too. He is.
I feel like everybody is like teen crush with either like Justin Bieber or like Chris Brown. And I don't know, I just didn't fall into that, but I really like Diggy for some reason. Like, I don't know if it was the show. And then he started like growing up, and I was like, oh my, he's cute. Like, but yeah, he was like my, I had like my phase where like I really was crushing over him.
I remember like one time he had went to the mall like near my house one time, and a bunch of girls like asked their parents to like drop them off at this mall because he was there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know. I just randomly like remember that with him. So
I love.
For real. And he's still fine to this day. So he aged well.
It's like he is very much still fine.
Mm-hmm. So what is an album that you'd love to listen to for the first time again?
For the first time again, I would have to say probably B-Day by Beyonce.
Yes, I know, I love it. Oh yes, that's in my top three for Beyonce albums.
I that album is like I still go back to it even now, like, and I'll like listen to it, and I just like maybe like a couple months ago I was listening to it and I was thinking like, wow, like everything back to back to back to back to back was a hit.
Yes.
Back to back to back. And that, I feel like we don't see that today now. Like, I feel like usually you listen to like a project and maybe like two or three songs will be like the hit. But that project was so solid for me. Like, that is something I would probably get that as a vinyl. Like, that was super like well put together project.
Absolutely. Like, that is one. And people don't give B-Day its respect. And like, I can go into a tangent about that, so I won't. But I'm just saying, like, I agree with you, girl. We eye to eye with
B-Day. B-Day is one of those ones where I do feel like it was slept on because I think that was Beyonce's second project, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like her second project. And I think people didn't really like catch on to Beyonce until maybe the Four era.
Mm-hmm.
Four is everyone's like favorite.
Everyone's.
Which is it's still a really good album, but something about B-Day is just, it's nostalgic for me.
Yeah, I feel like you can like put yourself back to where you first listened to that album. So I think that's a definitely like one that I would want to listen to for the first time again too. Just because it's amazing.
It is. It's so well like put. Like every song is just really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't get that. Like you said, you don't get that today. You really don't.
Yeah.
You really don't. So who would be someone that would you would like to play you in a biopic? An actor. Or just a celebrity.
Okay. I haven't thought about this yet. gosh, Lauren London. I'm gonna just go with the big ones, the big guns, Lauren London.
Yeah, no, I love her. I love her. She's like so beautiful, and she's like minds her business. Like, how can you not love her?
That's why. Laura London.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite album this year so far?
So far, I would have to say, okay, so I have two.
Okay.
What counts as this year? Drake's last album, For All the Dogs, that was a good one. I think that might have been like the end of 2003.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Leon Thomas's album that he just put.
Yes.
That was a really, really good album. Did you listen to it?
Yes, I did. Yes. I love, like, first of all, I love the two singles, but I think it's like, Yes It Is. I think.
Yes, that's my too.
That's my favorite one. Yeah. It's so beautiful.
It's so, so good. Like even the way like his lyrics flow into it, I'm like, yo, like he's really a writer for real. Like he's really good. So that album has really been the only thing that I've been keeping like thoroughly in rotation for like the past month. Mm-hmm. He got it. Like that, The Mutt, Yes It Is. I like Farfetch'd.
Farfetch'd, too. Yeah.
He has some bangers on there.
No, he really did. I feel like when you get Ty Dolla $ign on your song, it's just like, he's really a feature king. But I do think him as an artist too. I remember when he came out, forgot the name of the project, but when he came out with his own solo project, he was talking about, I'm not just a feature artist. And I do believe that he's great. And I feel like he has kind of been like succumbed to just like being a feature artist. But I just feel like he's amazing.
He is. And you know what? I don't think that there is any issue in that. If who is thoroughly talented. And I believe he writes for people also.
Mm-hmm. He does.
And, you know, he's making good money in this. Like, if you get a feature on a Kanye album, you know, making a good amount of residuals. So I think, like, if it works for him, then I say, you know, he keep going at it. But if he's not content with it as far as, like, you know, in his heart, then definitely, like, try and get out of it as much as possible. But I don't see anything wrong with it.
I as a fan, like every time I see him as a featured artist, I know the song's going to be good. And I feel like that in itself is a reward because a lot of times, because he creates his own lane within the song. Like he's like, he just is a good like companion. I don't know. Like he's amazing. I love you. Love him.
Like even Leon Thomas, I know him as like a songwriter, but like he's getting into that like bag of being in the forefront, and I love that for him.
Exactly. Yeah, I think like him, Victoria Monet, like known for their songwriting, and then now they're able to like use their voices too, and just like have these amazing albums. They both dropped this year, so yeah. They have extremely bright futures. Extremely. So if you weren't a singer, you would be blank.
I'd probably be working on being a lawyer.
Oh, okay. I like that.
I probably would be somewhere in law school right now.
Okay. Do you know what type of law you would want to do?
Entertainment.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm.
Entertainment law. Or if I wasn't that, I probably would really pursue being a content creator. But like, I would full force with like content creation in something of like makeup or anything like that. Like if I wasn't pursuing law like that, I would probably be doing that.
I can see that.
Yeah.
So lastly, what's one thing that you want to manifest for yourself for this year?
You know, I just want to continue to grow and just gain more fans and support. I do want to start gathering like accolades in some like sort of way. Just maybe for like me personally, just as a way to say that, like, you know, keep going, keep going hard. Just something to let me know that, like, this is the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel that way. But I think as people, it's always important to have that like thing where it's like, okay, like, I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And we all need that, whether it is a Easter or whatever, like, we all need that. And so, yeah, I feel like I really just want to continue to grow and get better at my craft and just continue building my fan base, my support, my brand. But I do want to have more accolades.
Yeah. And I think you just really like, I don't know how to explain it, but like that just, I don't know, it just makes sense. Cause I feel like a lot of people are just like, oh, like, I don't need this award and blah, 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 which is great. And that's fine. And I agree with that as well. But I do think it is nice to just have that little like point in the right direction. Like you're right. Seeing it from like either your peers, your fans, like whomever it might be, your family, like especially like industry peers. It's like, wow, like I really am making an impact in what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I just think that's just like the most like heartwarming thing like you can receive, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like as creatives, like we all know that we're super passionate about what we do. And I feel as though like we do get to a point where, you know, not that we're seeking validation from anyone, because I don't think anybody should be seeking validation, especially as a creative, because it'll drive you insane trying to put everyone in their own opinions. But I think just seeing that, like, all right, I've been doing this for X amount of years and I've been able to earn something that like means something. And it means something to me. It doesn't necessarily need to mean anything to anybody else, but it means something to me. You know, music is a sport,
mm-hmm.
every other sport. And in sports, you know, they kind of collect wins, whether that's an MVP or maybe that's a ring or whatever. And it's like this satisfaction that it leaves in you. So I wouldn't like, as an artist, I wouldn't rely on it.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't rely on it, but it is something nice to have. And I think it also lets you know, like, I'm really the best at what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something to also kind of like have, you know?
Yeah. Like you said, like, it doesn't have to always be like a physical type of award. It's just like, honestly, like just hearing that you're doing a great job, you know, I think is totally fine for me. Like, because yeah. We work so hard and like you, like fans and like people online, they only see a very small fraction of what we do behind the scenes. Like, for example, like your promos, like they didn't know everything was going around you, you know, during that time. But they said like, oh, this is so cool. This is a fun, cute video, you know, that she shot. But they didn't see all the hours that it took for you to like come up with this concept, get your team together to pull this off. Like there's so many things and it's really nice to be awarded for that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you. But it was so nice speaking with you.
I had fun.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. Like, I cannot wait for this new project to drop, you know, sometime early next year. And yeah, we're going to be on the lookout for it. And I'm going to have everything on the website and on Instagram, all the social media, so we can connect with you.
Yes, definitely. And if I do decide to do like a release party, you're definitely welcome to come out.
Thank you.
Like, I want all opinions, like, seriously. So I appreciate you having me here.
Of course. Of course. Thank you. And I will definitely be there, girl. I love release parties, so I will be there.